Blog Talk Radio. well, my brothers and sisters. We're back. Yes, thank God Almighty. We're back again. Back again for another episode, a very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host tonight, Adam Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to welcome you to the show. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he has told me that because of what I must do, I would have his protection, his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to revert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High has foretold. Yes, indeed, he has foretold what, according to all scripture, according to all prophets, all the prophets, he has foretold what is the most pivotal event in the course of human history. Certainly the most pivotal event of this present age. Because that very pivotal and revolutionary event bring an end to all the confusion, an end to all the illusion, an end to all the indecisiveness, an end to all the ruthless, selfish ambition that we see and have seen in this world. Yes, indeed, since the dawn of human fall. Well, tonight, I have a few things I want to talk about. And I'd like to begin by going over perhaps a bit of scripture. And quite frankly, I would dare to say that perhaps many times when I've taught this word, especially in line with so much other scripture that I've related, in context with it, that perhaps I presumed too quickly that the ideas that are contained in it, can't contain it, especially since I've said them so many times and so quickly absorbed by so many. I dare say that if these scriptures are taken into full consideration according to all that is declared in them, I believe a world, my brothers and sisters, I believe a world would be a lot more diligent for the knowledge of the truth. A world would be, in so many ways, far less easily beguiled. I said far less easily beguiled, far less dissuaded, far less taken captive by the treacherous and the lawless. A world, my brothers and sisters, would be, of course, a lot more diligent in its pursuit of what is the perfect will of Yah. But because men have been deceived after a multitude of diverse nations, institutions which could never truly offer, I want you to hear me, could never offer eternal life simply because they themselves are terminal. Do I need to repeat that again? If men had given attention to the scriptures I'm about to talk about tonight, men would never have trusted in so many terminal institutions as if they could truly offer the gift of life. Men would have known to seek the greater truth. They would have known to seek and understand the Messiah comes to preach even those truths which a whole world for ages and generations have ignored. And men would know that if man is falling short of the glory of Yah, to believe a pack of lies, misimaginations, untruth, never would these idolatrous, presumptuous standards of men ever to the salvation of man. But if man, my brothers and sisters, falls away from the knowledge of the truth, Yah will still yet perform all that he has spoken. And anyone who has spoken otherwise, my brothers and sisters, well, long story short, the scriptures say in Micah 12:36, that for every foolish, how about stagnating, idle, vain, presumptuous word, a man speaks, he will give account for it in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures never said, I repeat, the scriptures never said that perishing for lack of knowledge or not discerning the truth was ever to be counted a man's salvation. The scriptures never said anything else but in context what is written, for instance, in the book of Romans, 2nd chapter. He who dies without the law perishes without the law. He who does not discern what is lawful before Yah. Just like the scripture says, the same thing in Hebrews 3rd, going into the 4th chapter. You need to read all of that. It says the Most High has forsworn that those who do not know his ways should not enter into his rest. The scriptures never said that those who never heard the gospel, who never heard the truth of the Holy Kingdom, whose all they ever heard was what men have preached to defend their pulpits and their thrones. Scripture never said that such misorientations, illusions, never said, my brothers and sisters, that these were the salvation of man beyond those who could be called deceivers. Scripture never said faith in a multitude of divisive standards, my brothers and sisters, would be the healing of the world. Abraham believed Yah and was counted him for righteousness. Most High told him to walk and seek after his perfect will. And that would be a blessing to all nations. Abraham did not believe that partiality, my brothers and sisters, was a blessing. He did not believe that supposition or presumptuousness would be the blessing of the world. He did not believe that man believing partial and half partial, partial perspectives and half truths, lies. He never believed, my brothers and sisters, that arguing with the Most High, every man speaking what seems wise in his own eyes. He never said, never believed, that man functioned without the inspiration of the Most High, was a vessel representative of his salvation. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. How can men say that the anointed will not speak according to righteousness, but according to the compromises that seem wise? After some 45,000 denominations, wow, 280 nations in the world, who knows how many diverse religiosities, dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that such illusions as this could be counted as faith? I find it, my brothers and sisters, very telling that many, when they found those who would commend them, or flatter them in mass confusion, they ran after it so as to feel no guilt or shame for the wicked thing that they do. I want to tell you that today I had a chance to observe a pastor's conference. Wow. I told you yesterday I had to go up and ask him a few questions. I got the strangest reaction from each one, but it should have been expected. I asked a simple question. You have a pastor's conference here. Pastors from different churches, ministries, denominations. All of you claim to be offering salvation to men. With different standards, as if that's an agreement. I simply had to ask the question. If you really believe that all these contradictions that you have trusted in and that you exalt before the people are the way of the Holy Spirit, then what and with what, I ask them, have you a covenant? With what are you agreed? Is not Yah one? I got some unusual answers. Even answers down to pastors, people who claim to know the Most High. saying, I don't know. Yeah, they know. I don't know. Ask him. I don't know. Ask her. People saying, I haven't heard the question. Turn around quickly to their cell phones. Oh, I got a call. Boy, I thought it was a trip thing to watch. Shameful thing to watch. Ask them a few questions, such as that, and they immediately turn their back hurriedly to move away from having to respond. I talked to a pastor today about some scripture, too, after he spoke a couple of lies as if I'm not supposed to know any better. After he spoke a couple of lies, and I just asked him about certain scripture, told him where it was, and then I know from henceforth when I do that, I'll probably go ahead and just start quoting those scriptures. Scriptures that cannot possibly be possibly anything else but Latter-day prophecy. He knew I was going to ask him if these prophecies come to pass, when? Truly seeking to evade the issue. Knowing that according to those scriptures, he cannot possibly be right. Like I said, I just simply saw multitude of pastors all commending one and looking to one another for condemnation. I said, commendation. While they pat one another on the back, let's just say, I guess you should say, the graduated size of their congregations over the course of years, patting one another on the back for being successful, they would say, in their avocation toward the deception. Well, what they wouldn't say is deception. Toward the deception and the damnation of human souls. Because for them, it's not about saving souls, for others. It's making men whole in the knowledge of the truth. It was quite apparent they're much more concerned with maintaining a worldly status quo wherein people lacking knowledge could be easily exploited. By them who have no intention to tell the truth. So it was prophesied. So it's written. So is it done. Scripture said in advance, there's a lot of truth the rulers wouldn't tell. Well, a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that they have no intention to openly admit is truth, or, for that matter, to fully entertain. It's prophesied in advance, my brothers and sisters. It is now very definitely the truth. I spoke to one pastor in particular. I spoke to him about the idea about when Messiah appears. Scriptures that speak of what he shall do according to Acts 3:18-23 in particular. About the scriptures that I have in the splash screen, the intro screen of this show. The scripture which says the apostles admonish the congregation, repent therefore. That means turn back to the truth of Yah. Prepare, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. How about found blotted out? Or how about the idea that in that day your soul might be found one, firm, my brothers and sisters, discerning the knowledge of the truth, so that when the greatest truth, the Most High, sends through Messiah, the truth the whole world ignores, is revealed, you might be found one, able to comprehend. Yes, able to comprehend and agree that you might not be found irrational. When he says, come, let us reason together, it's not according to what men believe, leaning to their own understanding. It's not according to men taking counsel together among themselves and refusing to hear his greater reproof. He said, repent therefore. In other words, if you believe a pack of lies or believe a multitude of half-truths and illusions, been hasty in your conclusion, presumptuous in your ideals, hey, trusted in the sedentary miscreant ideals and false constructs of a worldly status quo, not knowing the truth whereby you might be born again. He said, repent therefore, seek truth, that you might be converted. Or dare men think they can be converted without the knowledge of the truth? That your sins, how about you can be forgiven of all your misallegiances? Yes, wherever it is that the world is divided, it is sin. Wherever men have spoken presumptuously according to their own heart, unto a multitude of divisions. Wherever men have not only lacked knowledge, but not pursued knowledge, whereby all that can result is men proud of a partial stasis. It is sin. That is not the keeping of the holy commands. That's not the love of Yah. The love of Yah is the love for all that he is. Where we love him with all our minds, hearts, and souls, and might, unto a love for all that is his. Mind, heart, and souls. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, convictions, if you will, that we all, seeking a perfect will, his perfect will might be one, pure and completion, offering one choice. So repent, therefore, and be converted that your sins, hey, your having had allegiances and trust and lies, be blotted out. When the times of refreshing, hey, when come the times of refreshing? Come from the presence of the Most High. Of how God come from and in the presence. When comes, if you will, even the presence of Messiah? When he comes, my brothers and sisters, who will it be found that's walked after his presence, walked after his spirit to discern truth of his testimony? The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, teaches all things, no lie in it. The scripture says Messiah will come. We will see this in a minute. Speaking according to all the prophets have spoken since the world began. So we need to understand something about what a true prophet would do. He said he shall send Yeshua, the Kurdi, the righteous one. I'm not using the Greek words. Prefer to use those in the Aramaic. They have much implication from the standpoint of the Eastern monotheist versus the polytheist indiscriminate Western mind, and said, Yah shall send Yeshua, Kurdi, who was preached unto you, whom the heaven, who must remain in heaven, some texts actually say, until the times of the restitution, the restoration of all things. Upon which text you look. Restitution, restoration. We need to talk about what that is. Which Yah has spoken of by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. What were the holy prophets? All the true holy prophets speak of? The coming times of restoration. The coming times of restitution. The coming times of remembrance. The coming times of refreshing. Concerning all things the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. That's what the true prophets would do. Scripture says all the prophets, according to 1st Kefa, Peter, 1:10-11, spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. Scripture says the prophets did not speak after any private interpretation, but as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is not a matter, my brothers and sisters, of men taking these words and twisting them, contorting them, according to sin, what seems wise in their own eyes. It's not a matter of men having the written word and seeking it after what seems wise in their own hearts, not by faith. All we need to talk about what faith is. Damn men believe it, that what they have called faith in Yah is leaning to their own understanding, believing there's nothing beyond what they see after a carnal mind, as if there's no need to petition the Most High to reveal his own. Is that faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, that men trust in the multitude of collaborations of contentious ideals of men? I look at all these folks who call themselves pastors today. They get together to applaud one another in their treachery against an absolute covenant in all their multitude of differences. Innately, there's competition among them, but they look for comfort among one another while they do their wickedness, their lawlessness, not seeking an absolute and not being concerned about an absolute. Scriptures talk about men like this. It says that in the judgment, there will be none to save them. They won't even be able to look to each other for defense of what the wickedness they do. saying to the mountains and rocks, hide us from the face of him. Huh. Who sits on the throne. For the day of his wrath has come. Who should be able to stand? Why? Because they've been treacherous against the sanctity of one holy covenant. Seeking to exalt the most of their differences. Going to seminary school, knowing that their ministries will be in so many ways competitive, one against the other. So that they exalt their ministry in the communities in which they will find themselves. One time, Most High told me that these are businesses, competitive one against another. But they have one thing in common, that they will never tell the whole truth. That Yah is. Hey, the cemetery schools that they got the licenses from weren't about absolution or about teaching and avocation. Men willing to preach wherever they can preside to soothsay those who so often, my brothers and sisters, have not been pursuing the whole truth. Do you really think it's faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, you can see a multitude of contradictions and believe that's the gift of the Holy Spirit? That you can read the Word, read the book, and believe it simply because this is how you see it, there's nothing more to be seen? Is that faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters? You say, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins be blotted out. And the times of refreshing, remembrance, restitution can come from or in the presence when the Messiah appears. And he shall send Yeshua to curry the righteous one, who should judge men according to what is divine righteousness. I didn't say the different standards of men. Who was preached unto you. Oh, the prophets preached unto you that he would come. That whom heaven must receive, or whom it must remain in heaven until the time of the restoration of all things. What is the restoration? And sometimes people talk about when they get a virus in their computers. You might want to do a system restore. Woo! How about a restore, my brothers and sisters, to an OS or an operating system that doesn't have any of the infirmities, instabilities, false programming that has come as a result of someone's negligence? The restoration of all things. Restoration of what? How about the restoration of the purity and the saints that the Most High intended from the beginning? How about the purity of the faith that the Most High declared from the beginning? No, I don't mean man's partialities. No, I don't mean man's pollution. No, I don't mean man's delusions. No, I don't mean the multitude of damnations that men have followed after calling it faith. And Yah, who is one, please. Said he must remain in heaven, many texts say, until the time of the restoration, restitution of all things. Who will bring the restoration? Well, see in Isaiah 42, he will lead the people by the way they have known not. Isaiah 42, 16. He said, the way of peace men have not known. Read around Isaiah 59 and 8. Most I looked and saw there was no intercessor. Wow, no one who discerned the doctrine sufficient to fully heal and save. So he sent one who will put upon himself the whole arm of Yah to reprove all those who are the enemies against. Man's awakening to this fullness. Awakening to this fullness. From heaven must receive, must remain in heaven until the times of restoration, restitution, remembrance of all things, that the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. The anointed one, the one of the Holy Spirit, then must do this, which Yah has spoken of by the mouth of all his holy prophets. Since world began. Meaning that since the beginning of this world, how about man falling away from the purity of divine will? How about unto this age? Sometimes they put down the word aeon. Sometimes the word cosmos, they wanted to put it down in the Greek. How about, my brothers and sisters, all the prophets the Most High gave to the earth to help it returns to stability. I hope you hear me. Whenever the Most High sent prophets, it's because so often man began to waver in his discernment, or he became suspect in the dimensions to which he could hold to the ideals which he had been given. Oftentimes because man had forgotten and fallen from the knowledge of the truth under mass depravity, Most High sent prophets. Well, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask why the Most High continued to send prophets. It's because man kept falling away. Well, why do you think Messiah must come? Scriptures even tell you in Isaiah 41 that even the young men, the youth, shall fail. For the Most High is neither weary, nor is he tired. If you get my point, my brothers and sisters, trying to tell you that if man falls away from righteous discretion, it's the Most High who renews the strength of men, renews them to remembrance of what they have forgotten, calls men to give consideration fully to all that he has declared, that men not draw hasty and foolish conclusions. He said, for Moshe, truly said unto the fathers, the elders, the patriarchs of ancient generations, the prophet, he said, shall the Most High Yah raise up like unto, well, like what prophet like unto Moshe from among your brethren. Him shall you hear, the word for Hebrew for hear, the same word for obey, heed. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. This come to pass that every soul which will not hear, how about obey, the voice of that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. I said, every soul that will not hear, obey the voice of that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. My brothers and sisters, there are tremendous implications in this. I quoted that scripture to this pastor today. And when I spoke to him about, you know, the scripture says, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration, or who must remain in heaven until the times of restoration of all things. And the scripture says, he will raise up a prophet like unto Moshe from among your brethren. He wanted to harp on the idea about, well, I told him when Messiah is revealed. He wanted to say when he comes, and he pointed up to the sky. Our brothers and sisters, I asked him, since he said he didn't like it when I started talking about a prophet from among your brethren. He didn't like it when I started talking about must remain in heaven until. I spoke to him about Isaiah 49. Listen to me, O Isles. The Messiah coming saying, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High is calling from afar, or calling from the womb. Speak to the nations afar off. Saying from the womb, from the body of my mother, you made mention of my name. That's not somebody coming out of the sky, y'all. Scripture said, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. That's not somebody coming out of the sky, my brothers and sisters. Says, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name, and the shadow of his hand is to conceal me. How about even concealed him and concealed his name? I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. An anointed one, let me tell you, those of ancient Israel have always understood the truth that apparently Western world doesn't want to fully give consideration. First off, I've talked about that again. Scripture says every eye shall see him. Behold, he comes with the clouds. Hey, the ancient mind saw clouds as messengers of, you know, messengers pretending what is to come. The waves of on high revealed by the spirit that moved through the heavens, if you will. Clouds were considered messengers of what is pretending. Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. How about he comes with a message that will cause all men to see who had not seen the glory of Yah? How about he comes with a message, my brothers and sisters, that is in its exceeding wisdom should be a comfort to the people, knowing that they have no hope of salvation if their righteousness does not exceed a multitude of conflicting rulers. I'm talking about Matthew, they called it, 5:14-21. Read all the way out to 24. So I said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. Your rulers are filled with contradictions, filled with hypocrisies, multitude of false doctrines that don't agree. You mean to tell me the man can remain in after a mass of disagreements, subject to rulers who never speak the whole truth, and say that they are delivered, that they are saved in agreement with the will of one, knowing the word, my brothers and sisters, which must reconcile all nations according to a multitude of differences, as if to say that all the contentions that have caused the problems, the chaos, and the havoc in the world, by those that same fallen conscience, a world should be healed, saved, made whole, absolved, really? Is that what people really want to believe? Really what they want to believe? Some scripture talks about people preferring unrighteousness if they be damned. I suppose there are those who would rather believe total insanity. Most I told me long ago, he said, there are those who rather believe a deceiver than believe they've been deceived. Well, let me tell you something. You believe that the compromise of a multitude of different people teaching a bunch of different things is the work of the Holy Spirit. You have been deceived. In fact, 3:18, 1 Corinthians, relative to also really the entirety of the first and fourth chapter, says, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions. It says, if any man consider himself wise after this world, how about all the multitude of conflicting divisions that are in it? To let a man consider himself a fool, or discern that he has been a fool, that he might become wise. He might become discerning, my brothers and sisters. I didn't say so easily destroyed and exploited by those, the multitude of less than diligent rulerships we see in this world, but much more concerned about keeping you blind, even flattering you so you don't consider anything more than what they say. That they continue to take advantage of your gullibility. It's the reason why the scripture says, put upon yourself the whole armor, the full truth of the Most High, that you might be able to stand against the wild, the wicked, in the evil day, be able to stand. Hey, people flattered to believe lies, oppressed and persecuted to believe lies. Hey, every nation for a long time has had its personal status quo, oppressing whoever will seek righteousness, to seek even to turn men toward righteousness. It was all prophesied in Isaiah 59. What do you think the evil day has been? We should think about it, my brothers and sisters, indeed. What do you think it was in those times that the apostles knew in advance that Messiah had prophesied that after the fall of Jerusalem, which happened in 70 A.D., millions were murdered over the next few centuries, persecuted because they sought to hold to the faith. Murdered, persecuted. I can't talk about the multitude of atrocities. That Rome despised the faith that had long been extant. I said, and for faith and the expectation of faith, that had long been foretold and had been extant among those who were faithful, even hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah. And in the times thereafter, those who understood the faith was not called Christianity, but who understand the implications of what the faith really was when you saw it by the term that was used by the people of that time, Curtis Shiner. Knowing who Messiah said he is, when he said he's the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, something that has not even been hardly considered by most in the church today. The Messiah said must be a testimony in all the churches, meaning a lot of these institutions that call themselves churches, being dens of darkness, houses of the living dead, our brothers and sisters, institutions, because they are terminal themselves, could never give eternal life. Our brothers and sisters are the very prison houses, chambers, where many have been enslaved and chained. From whence Messiah himself must deliver his people. I want you to look closely at these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Why must Messiah come? Scripture says he has to testify concerning the restoration, restitution of all things, bringing to bear all things the Most High has spoken since the world began. The apostles spoke of those things as a time yet to come. Talks about the end of this battle and the end of this confusion. Messiah said, the Great Commission would go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands, baptizing, causing men to convert, turn from every misallegiance. Because that's what baptism was. It was an open declaration of what you had believed before it had been a lie. Being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I did not say in the name of Caesar. I did not say in the name of Constantine. I did not say in the name of any scribe, Pharisee, or Sadducee. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believed in him might not perish. But whoever believed in him might have a word that is eternal, that they may have a right unto the tree of life, a right unto eternal life. Do you think a terminal word, my brothers and sisters, is unto life? You need to think again. What does Messiah come to do? Well, think about it. Deuteronomy 29th chapter actually goes as far as to say that Moshe spoke of a time of great remembrance. According to all that we held accountable to uphold. He said the secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed should never be forgotten. Or an obligation, my brothers and sisters, for us to preserve. Did you hear me? Even throughout all our generations forever. What the scripture said? Moshe said that a prophet shall arise, a lawgiver. How about one who will restore things, all things, he shall say unto you. What did Messiah say? Go forth and teach all nations everything. If men don't do that, and have not done that, and are not willing to reason according to that fullness. Scripture says it's going to pass to every soul will not hark to obey that prophet. How about his reckoning of the word? What scripture say? Messiah will come saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, put it all together. Don't call a confederacy or a covenant what these people call a covenant. And if they will not hear or will not reckon according to that word, scripture says there's no light in them. That means they're filled with the darkness, the hasty conclusions, and the illusions of this world. In fact, my brothers and sisters, scripture says the true light of the Most High has in it no variableness, no shadow of change. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that Babylon, then, the Most High, can be classified as light, confusion, contortions, contradictions and contentions, debates and doubts? It's called light before Yah. Israel will be the light of the world. It means there will be no variance among them. One scripture says Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, have none to harm, none to persuade or dissuade, if you will. Against the truth and the stability of his righteousness. That's what the scripture means. It talks about those sealed by that one called the angel or king of the east. Who has the seal of the Most High Yah. Confirming seal to see who indeed is faithful. What it means, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will render recompense against all who have dared to presume to speak in his name. Did you hear me? Against all who have dared to presume to speak in his name, but have compelled men to seek for something far less. Far less than the fullness of what is divine will. Because many of them who will call themselves Israel today and get away with the lie, calling them something that they are not, because most people don't understand what all it is that Israel must believe. And Israel must be prepared to discern and obey. I'm talking about since Moshe said these things, and Moshe also spoke about remembering the law which Most High gave him at Mount Horeb. That he must restore the heart of the fathers or the understanding and the conviction of the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children. The children to the heart of the ancient Hebrew father. Brother and sister, before comes that day of judgment that will bring peace. If they didn't prepare you for that, to seek an exceeding word beyond what is common to your leaders. Did they ever teach you the gospel, brothers and sisters, or simply what defended their pulpits and thrones? Deuteronomy 8:15, the Most High, thy Elohim, the one who declares your conscience, so raise up unto thee a prophet like from the midst of thee, from among thee. Some texts say from amongst your brethren. I see that many overlook that point. It said from amongst your brethren, from the midst of thee, of thy brethren. That's what Deuteronomy 8:15 says. Likened unto Moshe, one who will be a lawgiver, one who will decide, even as Moshe one time said either, serve Yah. He said he told people one time, draw near, all who serve the Lord, come here. And those who didn't were swallowed up in the earth. Unto him shall ye hearken, according to all that thou desirest, the Most High, thy Holy One in Horeb, the day of assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Most High. Neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. Well, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of these prophecies. In the midst of these prophecies, at the 18th chapter, 18th verse, there's much to be said, my brothers and sisters, against those who rebel against the hearing of the fullness of the word. 18:18 says, I'll raise up unto them a prophet from among thy brethren like unto thee, and I'll put my words in his mouth. I'll put my words in his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I shall command them. It come to pass that whoever will not hearken unto my words, whoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I require it of him. And the prophet who shall presume to speak a word in my name which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, or how about after other standards which he did not declare. Misrepresentations then. Misrepresenting the holy name. Even that prophet shall die. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's kind of obvious with 45,000 denominations out here, and many have spoken quite presumptuously. Many have dared to just simply presume that what they see in this world is viable. The scripture says Messiah will not judge it for what his eyes see nor what it is here. Because of his greater discretion from on high, he shall slay and expose all those who preserve and declare wickedness. The word for wickedness is lawlessness. How about preserve ignorance, my brothers and sisters? How about preserve illusions among the people? How about those, my brothers and sisters, who cause people to just simply believe because they're born in a particular nation, born to parents of a particular denomination or faith, just to presume that what they have is wise? Most I told me, mama says this, daddy says that, grandma, grandpappy, pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, whatever you want to call them. He said, I have something different to say about him. That in itself should be wisdom enough to know that either we seek Yah. I said either we seek Yah directly to assure that the words we have are firm. Else he said, somebody make a fool of me. But brothers and sisters, do we dare to just simply presume that what we have is sufficient? Is it faith in Yahweh, brothers and sisters, to believe that a multitude of contentions are a work of his Holy Spirit? I think we need to think again. These scriptures are actually saying, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah, since he will speak and will search out the thoughts and intents of every mind and heart, that he will, in fact, my brothers and sisters, bring a word that shall discern indeed, as I said, the thoughts and intents of the hearts. That whoever is not willing to serve Yah fully as he is, to speak the fullness of his word, or who would exalt partiality or would exalt illusions and hasty conclusions that cause men to become stagnant in their pursuit of righteousness. That whoever would do this, my brothers and sisters, against the mandate of the gospel, where he said, go forth and teach all nations everything. Well, I want you to understand what these scriptures are saying, my brothers and sisters. It means Messiah, who in his love gave his life, the men received a spirit to teach all things, will count it absolutely blasphemous and treacherous, whoever it is, wherever they are, in any age, who, when granted the opportunity to grow unto the truth, refused to do so, or who just simply felt that they were wise just simply to follow the contentions of worldly contradiction. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the people who knew the Most High could not be comforted in a lack of knowledge. They could not be flattered in a lack of knowledge. But brothers and sisters, those who know the Most High know that he would judge man according to every word that he has spoken. Man living, either living or perishing according to every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Know that they should only be comforted when, my brothers and sisters, they have diligently sought the truth, for all the Most High declares, and will not be satisfied until further the worship of Yah is revived. The Apostle Shaul himself said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge, he said, is the Lord. Let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time. Or let's just say haven't been diligent enough before the time. The Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, that oftentimes men have sought to hide and not perverse silence and destroy. And then will man know how, or even know, to praise Yah. Believe me, every institution that has sought to hide and not perverse silence and destroy the words of truth, every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, has been a worship of false gods. It's time to understand what these scriptures are saying, my brothers and sisters. It says, it comes to pass that every soul then that will not hear the fullness of the gospel, every soul that seeks to remain sedentary after institutions that will compel men not to hear the full counsel of the Most High, every institution that made men false sons, like it says in Isaiah 30th chapter, saying, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Every institution, my brothers and sisters of this world, that has taught men lies and caused men to believe that they were sufficient after that in which could never be a complete agreement with Yah. My brothers and sisters, whoever will refuse to reason after the raising of conscience that is offered by the Most High as his gift of grace, that you might attain the knowledge of the truth, whoever would not hearken to that fullness that should have always been preached, scripture says, be cut off, destroyed from among the people. Light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, those who have a great love of the truth, you give them an opportunity to get a taste of it. If they really have a love for the truth, see if you can keep them from pursuing it. My brothers and sisters, there has to be a love for the truth. Because where there's no love for the truth, my brothers and sisters, men are innately unstable. What he said, the first command, love Yah. How about love the truth? All that he declared. All that is his command. Understand that he's showing you the right way in which to go. Love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Love your neighbor, that your neighbor might comprehend also the same and be encouraged and likewise. Scripture says man must do this. That's the first command. And everything else you might attain is based upon this, because reverence for Yah, love of Yah, hey, respectfulness of a reference point that must be attained is the beginning of wisdom, the pursuit, the real, genuine pursuit of wisdom. The Shema Hear, O Israel, Yah is one, the man that we all see, his pure, perfect will. These scriptures are saying nothing else but what I've been saying on this show for so many times. When the scripture says, whoever will not hearken, that prophet should be cut off from among the people. That prophet who seeks to restore all things. That prophet who speaks of the restitution of all things. In other words, get my point. Restitution also declares a reward. In other words, scripture says man should be rewarded as his work shall be. Oh, scripture speaks about Messiah doing exactly that too. Those whose works, thoughts, conceits, ideals don't bring forth the perfect work the Most High has intended, or would seek to be found, seek their ideals be found negotiable in their partialities and corruptions. Our brothers and sisters will receive the reward of corruption. From corruption, you reap corruption. From righteousness, my brothers and sisters, you reap eternal life. It is not righteous that men should seek to be exalted while they rob both Yah and men with false doctrine, denying the truth, polluting the word, robbing the Most High, robbing men, speaking all manner of misrepresentation. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of misrepresentations have not been true to divine reputation. And the Most High is not pleased by those who misrepresent him that men follow after the way of the false gods, calling upon his name according to their own vanities and presumptuousness. The Most High is not pleased with that. Especially the scripture says in the book of Job, even though men have said otherwise, the scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. How can you call upon his name according to the truth of his authority if you've never heard his word, is what it says in Romans. He said that in Jerusalem, the city of peace, should be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called. How about those whom the Most High has called, the ones whom the Most High has chosen, the one whom the Most High has revealed himself? What scriptures say, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. These prophecies are right there in the midst of Acts 3:19 and saying a lot of things. That the restitution of all things, the refreshing and remembrance of all things, is the most pivotal event in history that will decide the salvation or damnation of every single human soul. You need to think about it. Scripture says Messiah will appear as a prophet from among the people. Have the pastors all taught you that, or have they taught you otherwise? They tell you the real meaning of that scripture when it says he comes like a cloud and every eye shall see him? It really means he comes with a message from on high that every man, everyone shall discern him. And one scripture says they shall mourn for him as they mourn for firstborn son, the son. They will mourn for him whom they have, they put down pierced. The word down there is rejected. How about they shall mourn because they shall find out about all the truth that the world has rejected? Most I told me, I heard him one morning. He says, every eye shall see him. How every eye shall discern then his message. The message that is the true gospel that is transcending and that's transcended all the nations. And all the nations of the earth shall mourn. But my brothers and sisters, rulers have compelled people to be prideful, even to rejoice in their allegiances to partial and perverse status quos, which will never reign or rule in the Holy Kingdom. You need to understand. These prophecies are talking, my brothers and sisters, about a specific fact that Messiah himself will be the one who brings about this restoration. Isaiah 42, around the 20th verse, said there was none who restored, but instead he comes to magnify the law and make it honorable. How about to magnify the law and reveal it to a state that is honorable before Yah? Because the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have been blind men. And men have not even understood. They've been subject to rulers who kept them in prison houses, kept them blind, far from the truth, and knew it not. Did not discern, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the nature of what has been their bondage. But the scripture speaks about one who will overthrow Babylon once and for all. Scripture calls him in Jeremiah 31, Well, you need to really read out about 50th and 51st chapter. So those scriptures are still reflective in 30 to 31st, talking about one who will gather his people from all the nations, the confusion of the nations, one who will destroy this Babylon once and for all, call him the King of the Medes. Did they tell you the one called the King of the Medes, my brothers and sisters, the one the Revelation also called the 16, 12 to 21, the King of the East? Well, I'm going to continue where I left off because I don't have a lot of time still left, and I got a few things I need to say. Thank you for your patience and holding in there. I want to ask my brothers and sisters, how many have really heard what the scriptures really say about how Messiah shall appear? They prefer you to believe otherwise, that you think that the rulers and all their contentions are going to be the ones? That the rulers and all their contentions, you really believe they're going to be the ones? To show you beyond the illusion? Think again. Think again. Do you really believe? Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that those who through their negligence, their treachery, and self-righteousness, do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that they're going to be the ones? Do you really believe they're going to be the ones to show you the way past the illusions they have established, the adversarial institutionalities and constructs they have established? Scripture says Messiah himself will come to the temple to reprove the rulers, the priests, yes, even the kings. Do you ever stop to consider the verse we just got to read in over in Acts 3:18? It says, it's come to pass, we will not hearken the voice of that prophet, shall be destroyed from among the people. It's talking about the rulers themselves who now defend so many unrighteous standards that a whole world has been divided and deluded. Many never even discerning what the Most High told me, that there are no more ministers in the earth. Wow, what did I just say? Read Isaiah 59. He told me before I even had a chance to read it. He said to me, in fact, he told me to wake up. There's no more ministers in the earth. None that speaks and completes the word of healing. He told me, my brothers and sisters, about what I found out later when the scripture says, Most High looked and he saw no intercessor. No one to help. No one to heal. No one to restore our righteousness. And those scriptures tell you about someone who must come, put upon himself the whole armor of Yah. They even declare as enemies, my brothers and sisters, whoever being granted the opportunity to see the truth would resist it, to set up an obstacle or a flattering obstacle against men knowing to discern and seek the greater will of Yah. That prophecy, my brothers and sisters, is so kindred to so many others that are written concerning Messiah who comes to discern thoughts and intents of the heart. Word of Yah from the beginning. Did you hear me? The word of Yah is declared from the beginning for discerning thoughts and intents of heart, the intents of the heart, whether the man is reasonable or not. Messiah coming forth to destroy Babylon, to destroy the confusion, saying from the beginning, from the creation thereby, from the time that it was before all this corruption. He comes to declare you that way. And you say that your peace might be as a river and your righteousness the way of the sea, because in having not done so, he has beheld many destroyed from before him. He says, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Seek him beyond all your rulers. But he comes to declare, indeed, my brother says, not only will he restore Israel, but what will be salvation to the ends of the earth? Read Isaiah 49 and understand. I talked to the same pastor about Isaiah 49:10 as it reflects Revelation 7 chapter, 16, 17 verse, assuring that this is all latter-day prophecy. You know, the man had nerve enough to call and say, you're going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and say, Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, and I was quoting scripture. In fact, my brothers and sisters, because I asked him about Isaiah 49, he quickly wanted to change. I told him that lots of what's written in prophecy is some of it was written in prophecy has come to pass, and much of it is latter-day prophecy. And so I was talking about Isaiah 49 being latter-day prophecy. He said, well, why not speak about Ezekiel as latter-day prophecy? Why not speak? He kind of changed the topic. He didn't want to discuss it anyway. The brothers and sisters, all this form of treachery is being recorded at the mouths of all who would speak it. It's being recorded, my brothers and sisters, on high. Most of my grandfather used to always tell me when I was a kid, hey, he sits high and he looks low. Don't think that he is blind, my brothers and sisters. Don't think that his ears don't hear. Scripture says, whoever not hearken the voice of that prophet should be destroyed from among the people. I would tell you, whoever will not hearken to whoever Most High would send to reveal the greater words and they choose not to hear. Hey, Isaiah 24, we talk about the 27th chapter, the scenario that is there. Numbers, 24th chapter, 14, 17 to 19 verses. All these prophecies talk about Messiah appearance out of the city. Did you hear me? I said a city. Read Zephaniah 3, 1 through 5. Isaiah 19, 18 to 25. All these things on my website, hiddengospel.com. You can read those articles, Early Church Origin, and the articles about the secret city. Who the early church believed Messiah to be. That Rome despised that faith and sought to destroy it and set up a counterfeit. You need to understand about all these things. Well, long story short, I got to ask a question. All these things men say have said they have done by faith. By faith, have men ignored all these things that I just spoke to you about? Have men by faith forgotten that these scriptures says the Messiah will appear, the prophet, raised up from among your brethren? I did not say one who speaks after the will of the flesh. The scripture says he did not judge of what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. The scripture said a root out of the stem of Jesse, that is descended, my brothers and sisters of David. And it is latter-day prophecy. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the reality of these things really is. Prophet raised from among your brethren, who comes to restore all things, will judge the words, the testimony, and thoughts, and intents of the hearts, even discern him who will serve Yah and him who serves him not. That prophet comes because the rulers have refused to consider the righteous reasoning of all things spoken and written in the Scripture. The Scripture says, whatever all things were of old, for I learned that we through patience and faith the scriptures might have hope, even be alike or like-minded faith. Because you must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. Those who will not do this and leave men subject to faulty testimony and lies, my brothers and sisters, will be counted obstacles because they cause people to believe in a scenario that the Most High never promised. What the scripture said, whoever dared speak presumptuously, that prophet shall die. It means he spoke, my brothers and sisters, but not after the spirit of Yah. He was hasty in his conclusions. I can tell you about a lot of things the Most High showed me and told me that, frankly, I had to say to him that unless you tell me and show me that I am not wrong to begin to say or even think these things, hey, I was afraid. I can only tell you that he told me the words that he's given me should live in the hearts of men. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Let's just say as long as the earth exists, they're his words. Not being arrogant about this. The day will come and be understood that I've spoken to you the truth. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. That prophet comes because the rulers have refused to consider the righteous reason of all things. Most High sends prophets to speak what others would not. They speak after the gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, when most don't even see, to compel men to begin to look. It comes because the rulers have refused to consider the righteous reason of all things, and thus have greatly misled and imprisoned the minds of the people after many hastily made inconsiderate and vain conclusions. As the scripture says, whoever not hearken to his exceeding testimony should be kind of a treacherous one to be cut off from among the people. That prophet, you see, will be raised up among the children of Israel.
a prophet who will be, must be raised up. Scripture quote said, according to all the prophecies in that day. Will? All our brothers and sisters, these are the latter days. Scripture says, from the body of my mother he made mention of my name concerning the Messiah. Shadow of his hand as he hid me. How many years will go by before he is revealed, my brothers and sisters? We'll cut off whoever is unwilling to heed, obey reason, according to reason, according to the conscience of him, the Holy One of Israel, shall discipline, raise up, shall bring. Isaiah 49 says he himself will have to wake up and realize that what he had trusted in before in the world had been vanity, but now Yah will become his strength. Oh, I know they didn't talk about those scriptures. Scripture says even says himself before the Messiah grew to become perfect. They don't tell you what the original word actually means. Over in Hebrews 5th chapter. He was thankful to him, reverent to him, who was able to save him from death, the illusions of this world. They don't tell you about those scriptures. He's asked why. Did they not want you to know the power of the Holy Spirit to exercise it? I'm telling you something, my brothers and sisters. If in there Most High looked and saw no intercessor, none who understood, none who realized how much they need to seek Yah. Read Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. That's why he says Messiah. It doesn't mean, my brother says, he comes to save a bunch of folks who are already perfect. He comes to deliver those who will reason unto perfection. Those whom the Most High has given a foundation to begin to comprehend and understand him. But those, my brothers and sisters, who are self-satisfied,
self-satisfied by faith? Wow.
Satisfied, self-satisfied, self-righteous by the self-righteous? Selfishly ambitious, self-exalted? They say by a gift from the Most High, the grace of Yah. My brothers and sisters, the grace and gift of Yah on them compels you to consider a greater righteousness than your own and constantly seek what is wiser. Doesn't leave your eyes, my brothers and sisters, shut after any stagnant perception. The further you grow, the more you have a capacity to grow. Blessed are those who will understand it. Because Most High saw there was no intercessor, it will be discerned by an exceeding word wherein men have failed the gospel commission of the Most High Yah. The scripture says, what? Kings of the earth shall run for cover. Hide from the face of the Lamb who sits upon the throne. Because guess what? Nobody had a right to rule but according to seeking the fullness of the righteousness of Yah. Because nobody had a right to enslave any mind, heart, or soul. A faithful minister of Yah cannot deny the truth. Will seek to assure that he indeed will, for the sake of the holy name and for the blessing of his people, consider to teach all things which the Most High revealed. He will not rest until the Most High has revealed to him the fullness of what is his acceptable service. What the foolish then are they who refuse to reason, having no shame for stagnating the minds. I can only say the Messiah said before in the Great Commission, he said, if you love me, feed my lambs, feed my ewes. If you love me, you will preserve the full sanctity of my holy covenant, according to all that I reveal in my spirit. Therefore, in seeking to both win the deviation and partiality against the holy word as a misrepresentation, I have to ask the question, who do these leaders who compromise together, flattering one another, seeking flattery from one another, in the exploitation of the masses, who did they love? And who is it that they have compelled men to worship? I asked before, why does Messiah have to come according to prophecy? Actually, three times. Babylon East, Babylon West wants to give his life that even, my brothers and sisters, the gospel go forth to the nations, even that Gentiles understand or at least have an opportunity to discern the monotheist faith that they had not heard. Talk about that. It says, even to the ends of the earth. Scripture says, in the rising sun to the west, the east already understood that there's no comfort in a partial standard, no comfort in an indiscriminate standard. Our brothers and sisters, Shall men be justified because the world loved darkness more than light, and so much of this truth has not survived to be preached as it should have been in this generation? All the prophecies, if you read the scriptures in advance, tell you Messiah will come to preach things that the world has not for many generations. Who is not prepared for that day? Who is not, my brothers and sisters, who is it that refuses to prepare people so that when the greater truth is heard, all their sins may be blotted out because they have reasoned and were willing to reason to believe the truth? Why has Messiah come all these times? Is Babylon overthrown yet? Who do you say would do it? The men preach the gospel according to 280 nations, 45,000 denominations. Have they taught the way of one peace and the agreement? What is it the scripture said will bring that peace? You look at Amos 3 and understand and read those secret city prophecies again if you haven't read them yet. I want you to hear it, my brothers and sisters. By faith, you believe there's 45,000 denominations and 280 nations. Faith in Yah, or is it faith in the unclean spirit of devils? Is it by faith in Yah that men have the law? Don't speak about faith enough to know they need to seek something greater. Is it by faith that men seek to establish their own righteousness? Is it by faith that the nations are divided? Is it by faith that men have called upon the name of the Most High according to their own ideals and standards and believed it was salvation, peace, healing? Is it by faith, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed that whoever goes forth to preach is preaching the gospel? Is it by faith, my brothers and sisters, that people forget that faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High? Is it by faith, my brothers and sisters, that men have disregarded the warning that not all have heard the preaching of the gospel? Messiah said, watch out, false prophets. The crowd, Lord, Lord, but not to preach or teach or do the full will of the Father. Therefore, they have not in his name preached, have not in his name done anything the Most High would call wonderfully inspired works. By faith, my brothers and sisters, men have been less than diligent, believing that according to their own standards or whatever they choose, they will be called wise. Need to read 2 Peter 1-10-12. It talks about diligence, my brothers and sisters. You make your election sure. You're called to agree with one. And the words are not a private interpretation, not for people to just take and twist however they will. The whole world is a liar, deceived, does not perceive. Yah will still be true. And woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who will compel men to believe otherwise. By faith, have men become self-righteous, deceptive, presumptuousness, irreverent, believing there's no need for a reference point? Is it by faith in diverse contradictions of a compromised, hypocritical worldly status quo? Men have believed there'll be no judgment for mankind in pursuit of perfection. No judgment for mankind. Men who have not sought a divine absolute. No judgment. My brother and sister, have you believed no judgment against those who have shown no love for the truth? Is it by faith, my brothers and sisters, men have had little concern, so many have so little concern, never knowing the truth, choosing to be presumptuous, seek to be comforted, and never having been truly born again, because to be born again, my brothers and sisters, is to trust in an orientation, a discipline that is not for men. Messiah said, unless you believe that I am he who delivers a word from on high then. He said you would die in your sin, the misallegiance of the world. Do people really believe they're delivered? Because blindness is all they see after the flesh. What's the Holy Spirit for? You need a teacher that will teach you what the world will not. A faithful minister of the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Seek to bring to remembrance all things. What do you think the prophets of old did? What do you think Messiah will do? By the Spirit that brings all things to remembrance. It's about faith, my brothers and sisters. That men have preserved and defended a fallen conscience with no expectation of the not anointed one as a righteous judge. Is it by faith that men went to pseudo-religious, false leaders, false churches, houses of blindness, havens for confusion, houses of the living dead. It's about faith, my brother says, you gave your money and your souls. The folks didn't care about anything else, about how much they could exploit you as long as they kept you. It's about faith, my brothers and sisters, that men have trusted in imperfect works. Confucius Scripture says, your faith and your diligence unto Yah must bring forth the perfect work. Who told you otherwise? It's about faith, my brothers and sisters, you trust in the multitude of provocations of the nations, and that double-minded shall receive a reward. Read Jacob. Read James 1:1-8:9. Read it all. He said, by faith seeking the perfect will of Yah. He said that would be a blessing. How can anything else appear in completion offer one choice? Or one righteous choice? It's about faith, my brothers and sisters, about the grace gift of Yah. Did you believe that you didn't need to hear from the Most High in order to have faith in the truth? Is it by trusting men, my brothers and sisters, rather than Yah, that you discern what is righteousness? Like I said, having the book, but not realizing you need to seek the greater conscience of the mind behind it? Have you believed, my brothers and sisters, that you could establish your own idea of righteousness? And it'd be agreement with Yah, and agreement with all the saints, the restoration, restitution of all things. Remembrance of what the Most High said when he says he must restore the hearts and convictions and ideals of the fathers to the children. It's about faith, men, my brothers and sisters, men believe that the Most High would deny his word. It's about faith, my brothers and sisters, men believe that they don't have to transcend the unrighteousness of a multitude of rulers and their contradictions and complicity and compromise. It's about faith, my brothers and sisters, that came all these damnations and divisions in the world. It's about faith. Trust in men whose avocations to teach whatever vanity they want to provoke folks to hear. It's about faith, my brothers and sisters, people have trusted men like this. By faith, my brothers and sisters, has the world not yet come to know.
90 seconds.
The one way. Scripture says, for all the Most High had given a man, it was not enough for men. How about nothing for the world to collectively as one know Yah? He said men would function according to the carnality of their minds, worldly. That's not faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters. It's by faith that you come to hear and to respect and believe. And even, my brothers and sisters, even come conscious of the truth the world will not teach. That is the victory. For that which a whole world has not spoken, have faith and know that the Most High will send Messiah to assure that those who seek his voice, truly seek his voice, truly seek him to be renewed in discretion, strength, and remembrance, that they finally will hear what Scripture say. Those who have done good works will come to the light to assure and know that what they have done has been wrought through Yah. Ah, my brothers and sisters, it's not been by faith that men have refused to realize that long ago has there been a falling away.
10 seconds.
Trust and know that the restoration must come. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near to his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again. Listen.